Zechariah chapter 11, verse 4. Feed the flock for slaughter. Those are rather startling words. And they are an urgent call to bow the knee at the foot of the cross. The beginning of this chapter is described the coming destruction of Palestine. It'd be so complete that the towering cedars of Lebanon, far away to the north, and the mighty oaks of Bashan will be consumed in the flames. It'd be so complete that Israel and the temple service itself would now be destroyed forever. And in our text, the Father addresses the coming Messiah saying, "Feed the flock for slaughter." What an ominous name for people who were the people of God. Now called the flock for slaughter because they themselves had fed God's flock for slaughter. The leaders of the nation of Israel, this chapter has foretold, will at the time of the Messiah so consider God's flock as their own possession to use and sell as they wanted that they would sell the flock for slaughter. Tragically, though thus warned, the leaders of Israel did just that. You see it, for example, in the passion history of Christ Himself, where the priests and the Pharisees show such contempt for the Lord's flock, for the Lord's shepherd, that they plot the murder of the Lord's own Messiah for that horrendous crime of raising Lazarus from the dead. Why? Because they saw him as a threat to their personal power and possessions. They fed the flock to slaughter for their own belly. Rejecting the word of God, they fulfilled this very prophecy. They claimed to be defending God's word, and yet they used it solely to promote their own advantage. What does that show us about our own pride? You know that pride in you and me that assumes my way is right? That my needs justify thoughtless inconsideration, selfish misappropriation. That pride in me that would rationalize God's word to make it fit my personal advantages. Would we shudder in terror at being called the flock for slaughter? We do deserve it. Though Jesus shed His holy, precious blood for you and me, yet how often are we guilty of what Zechariah in this chapter describes sarcastically as valuing Jesus with that princely price with which they valued me, 30 pieces of silver. We make Him the slave, the servant to our own personal advantage. He becomes a servant because we're not willing to give Him the priority in our heart if it interferes with my personal situation. And so, because there's a felt priority for me in connection with my own advantage, we are hesitant, holding back from giving Jesus our heart, our time, our thoughts. Our sinful flesh is unwilling thus to bow the knee at the cross because it thinks, I have to stay number one. I have to keep the priority of me first for my personal advantages. And so the cross gets second place. And yet it's from that cross that Jesus is looking down upon you and me, praying, Father, forgive them. With a love that clearly does not want us to be the flock for slaughter. We are the flock for slaughter, and yet He feeds us with salvation. With a love that looks down in that prayer, in that pleading cry, a love that draws us then to bow the knee at the cross, giving Him the priority of our heart, for He alone supplies that feed, that salvation that changes you and I from the flock for slaughter to the flock of God's sheep. Bow the knee at the foot of the cross, for Jesus alone supplies that forgiveness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 358, stanzas 1 and 5.
Thank you.